Welcome to Mula Matters with Ina. In South Africa, the gender pension gap stands at 26%, reflecting the disparity in retirement income between men and women. Less women are employed than men, and women are more likely to work part-time and earn less. According to a recent Sanlam survey, 48% of women say that they are probably not saving enough towards their retirement to make their goals a reality, while 26% say they cannot afford to stop working and will have to work for as long as they can. Today we chat to Farzana Botha, segment manager at Sanlam Risk and Savings, about the fact that women cannot afford to retire as early or as comfortably as men, and why she believes that turning this around should be a national imperative. Welcome, Fasano.
Thanks for having me, Ina.
Tell me, why do we need to reframe retirement?
One of the key findings that we saw in our research that we did last year was that people can't envision their future self. So as a result, they aren't making adequate provisions for their future self. Now, in the most recent survey, in terms of the gender pension pay gap, we found that women tend to live longer than men. So if you are having to have a longer longevity, but you can't envision that future, you can't imagine those years that you're going to spend and you're not providing for it, then you are going to have a substantial income deficit. You're not going to be able to cover your retirement expenses or your medical expenses, which is quite a pressing need in retirement. And that's going to put both a burden on yourself and the state as well.
What are the factors that contribute to the pension gap?
Well, one of which is from a hard skills point of view, we find that there are a lot less women in the working world than there are men. Then, second to that, we also find that the average woman internationally earns about 84 cents to the dollar relative to the man. So there's an income gap that has been experienced there. And then we also find that quite a significant population of women are not adequately contributing towards their retirement savings or any savings at all. And obviously there are other external reasons for that, one of which is them being overextended, having to be a breadwinner. There are a lot of households that are headed by women, and unfortunately, their income has more pressing needs than for them to be able to save for their future selves and retirement.
How much less do women contribute to their retirement savings?
How much less, you mean relative in percentage or relative in terms of the number of people?
I think if you can give us both statistics.
Okay, well, we find that 51% of men have their employers contributing to their pension fund, whereas only 46% of men, sorry, women have their employees paying. So you already see a big gap there. And then we also find that there's only about 30 odd percent of women who are contributing to a retirement annuity, versus their male counterparts.
Do women know that they do not save enough for retirement?
Unfortunately, I do think that there is some level of awareness, but as I said earlier, it's more a matter of what are some of my more pertinent, pressing present needs versus those that I have to consider for the future. And as a result, they're having to make decisions based on those stresses as opposed to their idealized state.
Tell us more about the gender wage gap and how it affects the retirement savings gap.
Okay, well, as I mentioned earlier, we have, for one, the average lady will earn about 84 or 74 cents actually on a dollar versus a male. So there's a 26 cent gap there. So there's an actual earning percentage that creates a deficit. And as a result, the disposable income is impacted. And then consequently, they don't have enough money to put towards savings and discretionary money. Yeah. So that's a big one. And another very important one, and more on the softer side, is the financial literacy gap, which impacts decision making. So a lady might be aware that she isn't contributing enough, but she also doesn't understand the financial landscape well enough to navigate it and make the right decisions with the money and situations that they have currently.
What are the consequences of the gender gap for retirement savings then?
Well, there are a few. The first is that if you don't have adequate provision for retirement, the money that you need in retirement is usually allocated to the most pressing thing, which is your health care needs. Okay, because the older we get, the more pertinent our health care needs become, and the more expensive it becomes, like chronic medication and other lifestyle adjustments. Now, if you don't have sufficient money saved up, you can't have good quality medical aid, and then you become reliant on state health care, which also causes swift degeneration in old age. Secondly, in terms of you not being able to provide for yourself, you create a burden on the state for the state grants and state pension, which is already overburdened, and the amount that's being allocated to people is not enough for them to even meet their basic needs like food and electricity. So to try and provide for some of your other needs in terms of your health and wellness, it's going to be nearly impossible. So consequently, if we have a gender pay gap, it impacts the system, it impacts the country, it impacts the whole economic flow.
How do we close the gender gap for retirement savings?
Well, statistically, it shows that it'll take us about 300 years. If so, even though there has been movements towards bridging the gender pay gap, I think over time there's been a lot of legislations that in place that favor female appointments over male appointments where it's valid, where the skills and all the other requirements are met. But I think those small incremental things that have been done will only accrue to the bigger change over time. So it is going to take a lot of time. But one of the things that I usually advocate for is for ladies to have a strong drive towards self-reliance and self-development. They have been in the working world for a longer period of time, so they obviously have certain skills and certain competencies that we are still cultivating in ourselves. And so we need to spend a lot of effort and time and energy focusing on the things that we can do to build those competencies in ourselves so that we become formidable in the workplace to negotiate those higher salaries and climb the ranking where it's possible. So yeah, there is a dual responsibility for ladies to make themselves more marketable, to be more entrepreneurial, to use some of your talents and skills to monetize them in order to earn more. And hopefully that also will help alongside some of the legislations that are in place to favor women where necessary.
What is longevity and literacy, and why is that so important?
Well, it's quite relevant both in the savings landscape as well as the risk landscape, because if a lady has a longer life expectancy and your life has certain periods of time where there are certain needs that are quite pressing. So the older you get, and like I mentioned earlier, your healthcare needs become quite pressing, and females have a very distinct set of illnesses that are, particular to the female body. So both kind of things need to be considered. So if you consider longevity risks that are pertinent to a specific gender, understanding those risks will help you to prepare for them and will also help you to save for where you need to spend money on those things at a future state.
Healthcare protection is very important for women who retire.
Absolutely. For many reasons, cognitively, physically, and also, if you do have any chronic illnesses, you want to make sure that you are adequately covered. The other very important thing around the longevity awareness and information is that healthcare inflation is significantly higher than standard inflation. So whatever you're paying for medical aid now, you can expect that to be 300, 400, 500 percent more in the future. So if you are aware of that, then you know that you need to make provisions that are going to grow in line with healthcare inflation. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself inadequately prepared to fund your medical aid at retirement. And that level of awareness helps you to make the right actions now.
That sounds very scary. Will women ever reach the same saving goals as men for retirement?
think over time, and I think again, a dual responsibility. So we need to, as an organization, we need to provide the right training and literature and consumer education in order to target those women who need this kind of information. And then we need the ladies to make it a part of their thinking and their processes and their planning so that they can also align themselves with their male counterparts and their partners at home and see that they are adequately covered in the same way as their male counterparts are. So it is a bit of a dual responsibility, but I don't think that it's impossible. And we have seen that over the last 2, 3 years since COVID, both men and women are equally driven towards becoming more aware of what are some of the risks that are posed to them and becoming more protected around those risks through emergency fund saving and through having the right risk covers in place.
Do men in South Africa save enough for retirement?
Actually, there's a low savings culture in South Africa in general. So while men do save more than women because they can at this stage, there's still a significantly lower savings culture relative to our international peers and counterparts. So in general, we have a poor savings culture, and we understand that some of it is as a result of external factors and environmental and economic factors. And also the financial literacy thing is not unique to women. It is a big problem for females, but in general, there is a poor financial literacy culture in South Africa there, and it's a gap that we're trying to bridge as well.
And tell me if we look into the future, if women saved as much as men do for retirement, which changes will we see?
Which changes would we see? Well, first of all, I think it would have a huge systemic impact in a positive way, because we won't see as many people or as many females needing to rely on state pension or state healthcare. So it will improve systemically on the state's responsibility, and then will also improve the quality of life that females will experience, and then from a generational point of view, it will set the tone for generational patterns going forward. So women will learn sooner rather than later in terms of how to prioritize their financial well-being and how to create and preserve wealth, and that will also have an impact on their health and longevity.
Shoshana, thank you so much for joining us today. And let's get people saving. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ina.